So you believe because Kamala is black and a woman, she was chosen for
vice president?
It's not
my own belief. Her own team, Joe Biden said that. He said,
Joe Biden said that?
Yeah, he said, because beforehand he said, I'm going to choose a black female for vice president. He didn't say, I'm going to choose the most gifted or the most talented or the most accomplished. He said, I'm going to choose a black female. Mm-hmm. And so by definition, that is DEI.
That is not the definition of DEI. By him saying that he was going to choose a black female, that could insinuate that he already had Kamala in mind for the role. No way does that insinuate that she's DEI.
Well, what is DEI then?
DEI would be...
choosing somebody based on their race?
No. It's giving people of color the opportunity to be welcomed into spaces in which they typically aren't
Harris.
Able to get
There's
into.
There's never been a female black vice president.
And why do you think that is?
Well, not why. You just said that's DEI.
That...
So by definition, she's DEI.
Okay, so she represents that diversity within the government,
is what you're saying. She got elevated because she was a black female.
If that were the case, I'd be the president right now.
Do you think Kamala Harris was chosen because of her intelligence?
Her qualifications and her intelligence.
Really? Wow.
If you compare a speech with Kamala...
What's her greatest accomplishment?
Probably being prosecutor within the Northern Californian
area. Oh, really?
Area.
You mean letting out violent criminals and turning San Francisco one of the most murderous, dangerous, arson-filled, homeless-filled slums in the country?
DEI is a plague. The concept of hiring and promoting workers based on their race, their gender, their sexual orientation has been a monumental leap backwards. It's racist. It's sexist, and it completely corrodes America's reputation as the land of opportunity. The far left's radical push for equity, the idea that everyone should end up in the same place, regardless of intellect or skill or work ethic, spits in the face of the meritocracy that's allowed our great nation to thrive for the last 200 years. Now, unfortunately, it's hitting Americans where it really hurts the most, and that's our wallets. Public companies like Disney and Target, who adopted and embraced these ultra-woke policies, they're seeing their stock prices plummet. But if you have an IRA or a 401k plan, guess what? You and I are the ones paying the price. And so this is why I don't want you to miss my friend and stock market expert, Ross Givens' free encore training tomorrow, Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. We hosted this event yesterday on Thursday, and as always, it was amazing. But because of the demand, Ross has graciously agreed to host an encore event. Listen, if you think the DEI plague of the world isn't going to affect you, your family, or your finances, well, then, frankly, don't come, because it's already affected the freaking presidency. It's affected the stock market. And those two things alone mean that it is going to certainly affect you and your legacy. So please, gang, I don't want you to miss out on this training and how you can not only protect what you have, but also increase it in these insane times. Even better, Ross is actually giving away all the research on his latest insider stock pick completely free. Everyone who registers will get that report when they sign up. So you literally have nothing to lose. So even if you can't make it, I encourage you, just register just to get that. It's worth the gold. Ross told me this one actually could be a monster. There's tons of insider buying happening right now with this election. And this one is like totally off the radar $3 pharmaceutical stock that you can get into, which you can get for free just by registering. So, guys, trust me, you do not want to miss this. Ross's live encore training event. It's this Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is completely free. It is online, so you don't need to travel. You can enjoy it from the comfort of your couch, and anyone can come. You don't need any expertise or even knowledge of the stock market whatsoever. So if you missed Thursday or couldn't get in, you are not going to want to miss this encore event tomorrow. Hope to see you there.